everyone. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 31. Countdown to Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
And it's our first video podcast.
Oh, yeah. This is our first video. So you can see the pain cave behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Our medals on the wall and our picture of our triathlon that you see on our website. We've got our bikes all ready to go for another training session. Are we going to do one today?
What?
We going to ride our bikes today?
No.
No? Okay. Kate's a little wiped out.
Yeah, my sleep was not well.
Yeah, you, how many hours you get?
6.5.
6.5, and I got 6.
Yeah.
Just under. We got up really early to go swim, and then we didn't swim.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Our sleep was not good, so.
It's the taper week. So
yeah,
we are starting Kate's tape. Kate's taper. So tomorrow.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Okay, so tomorrow will be a bike, just a 30-minute, go through all your gears, make sure you're comfortable with them, and then
the bike got a tune-up.
Mm-hmm. And you, oh yeah, you changed your tire last week. How was that?
It was hard because it wasn't just a tube. It was like a brand new tire and a brand new tube.
Yeah, brand new tires are really hard.
So John had to help me with that.
Yeah, the brand new tires are really hard because it's the bead that connects to the rim.
And it was like ripping my fingers.
So, yeah, you got to practice that though.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, there'll be people out on the course that can help you if you need that. Otherwise, you should be self-sufficient and be able to change your own tire, right? Because didn't you see that in Waco, right? People were asking you while you're riding your bike by if they had any patch kits or if they needed help.
They didn't ask me.
But they were asking. You said that they were asking.
Yeah, but I was just trying to be mean and troll on by.
Okay. Yeah, so
I mean, if someone was hurt, I would get off and stop.
Right.
But their tire, no. I don't know if that's the right
thing. Attitude.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm already not a pro on tires.
No, but you can change your own tire.
Yeah.
Right? Are you confident you can change your own tire?
I could, but it would take a long time.
Right, but if the guys don't show up,
I would do it. I wouldn't expect anyone to help me.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
So you got to change your tire. We got you a new matching front tire to match your back tire from a couple weeks ago when we were in Galveston. So, and then we got you new tires. So your bike's all ready. So yeah, tomorrow, just go through all your gears, ride a half hour on Zwift, and then we'll just see if there's any issues. Make sure your bike's fitting okay. There's no adjustments you need. Final adjustments. If there are going to be any adjustments, it would just be like micro adjustments. Nothing major. We should take your bike outside and just make you go up and down the block or something. Just to be on the road as opposed to just being on your
Yeah, we can do that.
On your Zwift trainer.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, so that's tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll swim. Just an easy 500, just get through the motions, get the shoulders going, get them all warmed up, get any lactic acid remaining out of there. And then Wednesday, just a half hour run.
Yeah.
Then that's it. Thursday.
And then I've been looking on the weather.
Oh, yeah, the weather.
And the weather keeps saying, now it used to be 80, now it's down to 50.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Low of 58, high of 73.
Cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny.
Oh,
chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon.
So you better finish before the afternoon. Before, remember that the Texas full Ironman? Remember it started hailing?
Yes.
And people were scrambling to be under the bridges.
Didn't it hail or rain during your race?
No, there was another one that it was something happened at Galveston.
I thought it was yours.
No, mine was perfect and hot.
I always thought it was raining. No. I always get the weird weather. This is like the second one that there's, I mean, Waco, it was like windy.
You're going to have wind on this one.
No, I mean, that's understandable, but I mean, not like Waco.
Yeah. You might have rain, you might have thunderstorms, so rain, you've ran before, you've biked before in rain, so that won't be a big deal. Just the, it may be feel a little colder if you're bike riding and it's raining, and you may have a problem with visibility because...
It makes it more exciting, though.
Your glasses will be...
I'm kind of actually excited.
To ride in the rain?
Yeah, doing the whole thing in the rain.
Okay, good. Let's see. So Wednesday you're going to run half hour. So just an easy jog. You can just run around the park if you want, or just down the bayou. But something really easy, nothing big. Check out your shoes, and then you just... We'll find a section of the apartment where you can just start putting your stuff.
Yeah.
Your kit and do it, you know, your swim gear, your wetsuit.
Yeah.
I saw you flipped your wetsuit inside out, or actually back to normal.
I cleaned it, yeah.
So I have extra glue in case we need it for your wetsuit. I bought the scissors. Oh, yeah, pro tip. When you go get your packet pickup, bring a pair of scissors.
I forgot why.
Because you cut out your numbers to put them on your bike. Otherwise,
You've
got this full sheet of paper that you're folding in half, and you're putting it on your top tube.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like covers.
So what have other people you've seen do if they don't have them?
Sometimes they have a number that they put on, you know, like on the back of our seat. We've got our two water bottle holders, and we have our little pump. Some of them have a little... like a flag looking thing where they put their number on it so it sticks out the back.
Oh.
But so you'll have that to cut out your number.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to on when you drop off your bike, because you drop off your bike Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember what time drop off was? It was like 10 to 5 or something like that.
You remember that?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
10 to 5. So you just go rack your bike up Saturday so your bike gets to stay out overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Another pro tip, deflate your tires.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
it could just pop because of the hot weather.
Yeah, the next morning,
right?
Depending on how cold it gets overnight. And then as the weather starts warming up, your tires can actually pop, which I've heard that several times in triathlons. You're just sitting there and you just hear popping tubes everywhere.
And it's on like 100 PSI.
You put it on a 90.
I know, but some people put it on 100 PSI.
Or 120.
Gosh.
Because your tube is rated for 130.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but 90 is what we put
it
on.
But we do it on 90.
Yeah. There's actually a chart you can go online with how much you weigh and the weather conditions to what you pump up your tire to. It's actually kind of cool. And I went checked it out a couple times, and we were setting ours just right at 90.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
So that's my first triathlon when I got two flats. Yeah, because they got warm. And they popped.
And he used to always ride by and say, I got two flats.
Two flats. Yeah. So, so you start packing your stuff, set it aside somewhere, and then get it ready. And then nutrition wise you found out you were doing a training session with the fig bars, and
it's too much.
Doesn't work for you anymore.
It like blows up in your stomach,
so you can't use
fig bars.
I think
it's too much protein or too much bread or
yeah,
I don't know.
So we're a week out, and what are you gonna do?
What am I going to do?
You going to do all liquid again?
Yes.
Okay. All liquid. So
I mean, well, last time I did bring those fake bars.
Yeah, but you didn't. But you used them last time. On the bike.
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring something like that.
Okay. Well, you can bring your the other bars that you've been eating.
That might be a lot of fat.
Okay. Well, again, you need to figure it out.
I mean, I can bring I can eat the fake bars on the bike ride.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. So it should be.
So just one 2-pack.
That's what I had last time.
Yeah, but then you bombed.
I didn't. Huh?
Then you got tired at the end.
At the end of what?
The bike.
No, at the running, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the running.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
We're gonna set up your.
I just grabbed like food on the mile markers on the running. It just.
What food did you have?
I think I grabbed a banana and a Red Bull.
Well, Red Bull's for later at the end.
I know. That's what I did.
And then did you have the endurance or perform, whatever they have there? The Gatorade version?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had that at the aid stations?
Yeah. Okay. But basically, I just had liquid all day. And I was fine.
All right. I hope you don't have problems with having all liquid. But if you had that before, then I guess that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your water bottles, you're not going to be on the bike this time. You're not going to do any bottle grabbing. So we didn't do any practice like we did last year. Because last year you just had your water bottles and you just used your pre-made ones.
Yeah, it was great.
So, yeah, we're weird because we have sugar, water.
Sugar water.
More sugar. We use sodium citrate and a little bit of Gatorade Perform.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have three water bottles. 1, 2, 3 water
it
bottles.
It definitely keeps my brain good.
Yeah, you have three. How many bottle holders? 1, 2, 4.
3.
You have 4, but one of them is your toolkit. So that's 3 water bottles plus the one between your handlebars. So you have a total of 4.
1, 2, 3. 4.
And then the front, yeah.
Yeah.
So 4. So that'll get you through the race.
Oh, yeah. That's plenty.
Yeah. 20 ounces each water bottle.
And then my one cookie.
And your one cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Something, I don't know if you do it. I usually put a couple of, what is it? It's ibuprofen. I put a couple of ibuprofens in my pack.
I do okay.
Right before the run. Cause the run.
John has knee problems.
He has seven surgeries, so I have to have a little bit of ibuprofen.
Yeah.
So you don't need ibuprofen. So you're just going to put your 2 fig bars in there then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, what else do you need to bring? So you'll have your cycling gear. You going to wear your hat?
Not this one.
You're going to wear your other one, your Iron Man one?
Yeah.
Your trucker hat? Okay. I'll have this one.
It stays better. I mean, this one pops off when I'm running.
Because you run so fast, it just catches the wind and flies off.
I don't run that fast. So.
Okay. Let's see. So your goggles are okay?
Yeah, the whole training season, I've had an injury, so I might be a little slow.
On the
slower the than I used to.
But your bike should be faster than.
Hopefully, as long as it's not raining.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you don't like bike riding in the rain when you turn.
You can slip and
fall.
Because
you can slip and fall, right.
Yeah.
So, well, luckily, there's only a few turns that you have to go. Right at the beginning, and then right at the end, and then at the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple to get on and off the main road.
Well, I'll probably stay in aero bar. Most.
You'll have to stay in aero bars most of the time, but remember a couple times to sit up and like stretch out your back.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your foot off of your pedal.
Yeah, because your foot can
move them around. They get numb.
Can become numb.
So do that. we're gonna do something different for breakfast for you this time.
We're gonna go out to IHOP.
IHOP is open 24 hours.
I'm just gonna go grab a sandwich.
Right.
Just eat a breakfast sandwich.
Because our hotel we got this time doesn't have a kitchen. We usually get something with the kitchen. So we had to think of something for breakfast. Mm-hmm. But Kate already said she wants breakfast on Saturday, the day before pancakes.
Yeah.
Pancakes the day before. And that night we're going to have...
And we'll be celebrating our 26th anniversary.
26?
26 year.
Oh, gosh.
Wedding anniversary. April 3rd.
Feels like 50. Feels like 50.
So I asked John if I can go to IHOP.
IHOP for anniversary.
And pig out on...
Pancakes.
Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
Double blueberry pancakes.
So we'll have that. Let's see.
We're going to go out to dinner on Galveston.
We're going to go to a Mexican restaurant the night before the race.
We'll just have some tacos.
Some tacos and some rice and beans.
Those fill you up.
And then whatever we don't finish, we bring home. Because after your race, you're hungry, and that's what we usually eat, leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other things are we going to do? So that breakfast, that dinner, we'll have check-in. Oh, yeah, we talked about checking your bike. There is a mandatory pre-race meeting. There's three of them, I think, 11, 1, and 2. Mm-hmm. So we'll go to the 2 o'clock one, and then we'll check into our hotel after that, and then go out to dinner after we unpack.
Mm-hmm.
So that mandatory... They say it's mandatory. I don't know if it's really mandatory, but they'll go over the conditions of
it's
the course, the water temperature, which is really good. That's where they'll tell you that
you could just miss something, or you can get a pro tip and whatever can help you.
Tell you that the water temperature is, and it's going to be wetsuit legal, and then any changes in the
course. It's so crazy because we've watched in the past. You see people coming out of the water with their men with their bare
chest. Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Oh, when they don't wear a wetsuit.
Yeah,
they're just wearing swim shorts. Yeah. We've seen that. Those guys rock.
Man,
those guys are
I don't know how they do.
They're
that
polar bears.
Yeah,
maybe they are.
Were they big guys or were they...
No, there was some little guys. Mostly it's bigger guys, but but they come out of the water and you're just like, oh my gosh.
It's probably the bigger guys that wear shorts in the winter.
So then what were we talking about before you said that?
Swim.
You'll see what the temperature is. That it's probably definitely going to be wetsuit legal because it's going to be cold. Let's see, any changes on the course, they'll tell you. A couple times they've changed the bike course a little bit because something happened in different races. And then the run, they'll tell you it's three loops.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the finish is, down that one stretch right in front of the big hotel.
And I think, even though I've been injured and I haven't been able to do my race pace, maybe... Like, just the fans, it'll just help me go faster.
Yeah. Well, at that one corner, you'll pass it. One, two, three. Three times every lap, that one corner, where all the triathletes and all the clubs are, where they're always playing music. Yeah, that's always...
I see some people, they're, like, walking.
Yeah. Well, then there's that hill.
No, they walk before the hill. They're, like, walking.
Yeah. Well, not many people, because that place gets you juiced. Gets you going.
Yeah.
Oh, then so that, make sure when you're racing that you race your race and not get too caught up in all of that like I did that one year. My first half Ironman, I was about 15 miles from finishing the bike, and in the middle of nowhere, a guy's yelling and he's got a big sign saying, "Beast Mode." And I'm like, yeah! And then I took off. That was dumb.
And you tell me.
Well, that was my first one.
It was
my first half Ironman.
Wow.
Beast Mode. It's like, Don't fall for it, people. Don't do it. You see that sign everywhere.
Yeah.
Beast mode. It's kind of cool, though, but you get this sudden surge of adrenaline, and then it's like, then you pay for it later. What do I call it? You got to save your pennies. You only got a dollar.
Yeah, I know how
you
to gotta
save
my
pennies.
I've
for
been
the whole
saving
race.
My pennies and doing marathons and half marathons. I know how to do it.
Yeah, just don't be stupid like me. I'm going to go out there with a big sign, see if you do it. Beast mode!
Oh, you'll have to, there's some bells. You have to.
Oh, yeah, I got to bring
do
the bells.
Do that, bring those annoying bells.
Cowbells. Need more cowbells.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so the run, it's probably going to be hot. If the sun comes out and the temperature's going to go up, I don't think it'll go over 80. I don't think it's what it said. Is that what it said on your... Can you look? At least right now, it's been changing like every four... I think that they change the temperature every 4 hours.
The high is 81.
Okay.
No.
Sunday. She's got to go back and check. Sunday, the high is...
Oh.
Do-do-do.
73.
So, oh, that'll be nice for you.
For me. Yeah. I get hot easy.
I would not like that.
And then the low's 58.
Low's 58. So, you won't need your heat acclimation training.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday. Yesterday we went running just 6 miles.
And then it'll also even be nice with the...
The breeze.
With the swim, because wearing that...
The wetsuit?
Wetsuit, I get hot.
You're hot in the wetsuit?
Yeah.
You were hot even when we did our last two open water swims?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, like getting it on if it's
oh,
nice
yeah,
and
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It's easy to get it on if it's nice and cool.
Yeah, so we'll... the temperature will be nice for you. That will be nice for me, too. So I won't, and then I'll, since it's Galveston and not Waco, I won't have to run 17 miles or 18 miles to catch you and get videos of you and give you splits.
It's more spaced out, huh?
Well, the run.
The Waco.
The run is just one loop. Waco was, I mean, the run at Waco was just one loop. Mm. Here is three loops.
Yeah, you're kind of lonely. I mean, there's fans, but...
Yeah, the bike's definitely lonely wherever you go. Because it's you got to go way out and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, one loop on the bike, out and back, straight out, over the bridge.
I just hope that there's no popping of tires, of hitting, like...
Oh, like we did.
Blades
we
or...
both. Yeah, I heard that... Ironman actually goes out and they run a magnet over the course. I don't know if that's true or not, so they can pick up any
that would be so nice.
People that throw tacks out there that are mean. But they'll get those, or they run the street sweeper to make sure that they catch anything. Yeah, because when we were out there, I got that flat from the glass, and then you got that flat from the blade. So, yeah, just got to keep your eye out, I guess. And... back to the mandatory meeting that they have. They also talk about drafting on the bike. And I think it's 5 bike lengths, but it seems to change all the time. And I think they actually give you a demonstration of what 5 bike lengths looks like, which I think is great because then you get to see it. And it's like, oh, wow, that's a lot farther than I thought. So you have a certain time from once you get in someone's draft zone, you have to pass them, and you have a certain time to pass them. And if someone passes you, as soon as their front tire passes your front tire, you have to let them through. So you can't just be racing them side by side. That's not allowed either. There's changes in the rules for the penalty cards, yellow cards. I think on the bike, it's only 1 minute now as opposed to 3 minutes, I think. They'll say that in the training at the meeting as well. There's a couple other rule changes, like you can only carry so much water on the front end of your bike and on the back end of your bike, and you can no longer.
So is mine.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yes. And then you can no longer carry water bottles in your shirt, which...
Was that what people do?
Yeah, because it made them more aerodynamic in the front.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, so they got rid of that. Mm-hmm. Or on your back. This one famous guy would tuck it in his Speedo shorts.
Wow. His back.
But yeah, he was quite the character. But let's see, what else is there going to be for the course? The finish line is a different finish line, so I think you actually will do 3 full loops, mm-hmm. and then you'll do like another tenth of a loop, quarter loop, mm-hmm. out to where the front of the hotel is. So that's what it looked like on the map. So I'm sure you'll see it.
I just want to get through the swim.
That's all? The swim's going to be easy. You did fine swimming the last 2 times, and we weren't even
racing.
I guess
I just got to think of it as a big lake.
That's what it is, a big lake. Not as much chop, not as much waves. I guess we were watching this guy, and he says there may be a little current that'll push you towards shore when you're doing that long leg.
Yeah, once I'm done with that swim, it's good.
Okay.
You're
going to use the wetsuit strippers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got to hold up my other part of my suit so they don't strip off my shorts.
Your bottoms. I've never seen that happen, but okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be sporting your new kit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So we're orange. You're going to be orange.
Orange.
Yeah. Oh, you wore it yesterday too on your run.
Yeah.
So it was comfortable.
And it worked.
No chafing anywhere. No. It worked good.
Yeah.
You're going to wear it on your bike tomorrow so you can double check that and make sure it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired today.
We wore the kits underneath the wetsuit, so that's okay. All right, so everything will be rocking and rolling. Everything will be ready.
So we're leaving on Saturday.
Yeah. Our little dog's not coming with us, so we found him a friend.
A babysitter.
A babysitter. So he won't be joining us,
mm-hmm.
but probably in a few weeks we'll go to Ironman, Texas, and then he'll join us there.
Yeah, and he'll think he's Mufasa in the wagon.
And that he's in charge of the whole world that he sees. Yeah, remember I said I was going to get him a headband that says Addicted to Triathlon?
Oh my gosh.
That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Or a neckerchief.
A little scarf. Yeah. Oh, that would be so cute.
He's addicted to triathlon.
Scarf. Wow. And I also start my new job on Monday.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that.
So that's a change. Hopefully
yeah.
it's not going to be a stressor, but it's going to be okay because you will be tapering. Not much training, just making sure everything's lubed up and working.
Mm-hmm.
So you can concentrate on that.
Yeah.
And then we'll leave Saturday. Have a good rest. You even got earplugs just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Another pro tip. You're going to go to hotels. Bring earplugs. Because you never know who's going to be there. Could be the kids on crack.
We just tease it. That's kind of, it sounds mean probably. But like kids that are hyped up on sugar or something, and you picture the kids bouncing on the beds.
Yeah, where was that? Was that in Chattanooga?
Yeah, that I was thinking of that today.
We went to Chattanooga, was in a hotel, we got there early, and we were going to bed.
It shocked me that you decided to
all
do
of
that.
A sudden there are just kids running up
bouncing
and down the hallway.
In the middle of the night.
So,
or it was like 10.
And I went up to the front counter and I'm like, can you do something about that? We have a race in the morning. And they didn't do anything. So I'm like, okay, we're checking out. We got a hotel across town. And it looked like it was like a baseball tournament. So there was a bunch of baseball teams there.
And
the chaperones
the people were looking at us funny.
The chaperones weren't doing anything.
No.
They were just like letting them go wild.
Yeah.
So we checked out, checked into another hotel, and we're like, there's no baseball tournament kids there, are there? And they're like, no, like we're on our way.
Yeah.
So earplugs, mm-hmm. a must have just in case, so you can sleep. You're going to be antsy anyway.
I mean, my one in Waco, I slept fine.
Yeah, because that was, I picked that one, that hotel, just to make sure. Plus, it was close to the course, so you could walk.
Yeah.
All right. So, countdown.
Mm-hmm.
The countdown.
It's on. I just got to keep saying that I could do it. I could do that swim.
I don't know why you keep freaking out about it.
I know. I just got to hype myself up.
You're going to do fine. She's going to do fine.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for our first video podcast.
Yeah.
If you hear this on audio, you'll have to go to YouTube and check it out. So, all right. So stay addicted.
And try.